Good morning and welcome to Inside Ed. This is Brian Thomas, your host, reporting from the city of Colombo from our studios here on www.goforgold.lk. I'm also joined by my co-host Lucky Perez in our sports presentation this morning. Today is the 23rd of June 2026. Football news: Egypt have beaten New Zealand in their World Cup outing by 3-0. Just a gentle reminder, the World Cup now, or it's called the FIFA, is being played in 3 countries, the United States of America, Canada, and also Mexico. But yesterday's game, just one game only, Egypt getting the better of New Zealand by 3-0. Then we had a bit of a slumber in the World Cup T20 women's version yesterday, but today is going to be exciting. We have 2 games coming up. At 3 o'clock Sri Lanka time, New Zealand will play against Scotland in a Group B encounter, while Sri Lanka will play against the Irish at 7 o'clock in the Group B encounter as well. I have a couple of questions to answer. Okay, the first question is, what are the chances of Sri Lanka women qualifying for the semi-finals in the T20 World Cup? And the answer is very simple, very difficult, because Sri Lanka's loss against the West Indies in their last outing put them on the back foot to qualify for the semi-finals. Well, they had to defend a total of 98, as you know. And sadly, the girls leaked 23 extras, which ultimately became the second highest scorer for the West Indies. And the Caribbeans, despite the fact they struggled to get to the target of 99, they took 16.1 overs to get their losing 5 wickets. But Sri Lankan girls were to blame because they bowled 13 wides, dropped 4 catches, and sadly, the ground fielding was a little bit sloppy. But that's done and dusted. You can't win everything. Sri Lanka obviously had a very bad day in the office with the bat, and also the bowling, I mean, could have been better. Now then, the second question is about India. Will India qualify for the semi-finals? That again, the answer, I'm afraid, is no, because it's very difficult for them to qualify after their loss to South Africa, in which Marizon capped the Proteas all-rounder, came up with a sterling performance, dumping 85 runs in 45 deliveries. So India having a bit of a struggle to qualify because their last 2 games, the first game they play against Bangladesh, they are favourites, obviously, but they have to beat the mighty Aussies playing at Lord's. And that will be a challenge because we all know that Australia, the ladies, are very strong on English conditions. I also do have a report here that many Indian experts feel that the women's team picked for the tournament are top heavy with spin, and they don't have wicket-taking bowlers in the seam department. The reason is, well, many feel that their homegrown wickets are too flat and they're not producing the type of winning seam bowlers, especially in the ladies' version. That's what the report says. But then, look, those are all hearsay and speculations. Nevertheless, it's going to be a tough challenge for the Indians to qualify like the Sri Lankans to the semi-finals. Right, let's also just wrap it all up, because week 9 of the Dialogues Rugby League for the schools is coming to a close. On Friday the 26th, Wesley will play against Royal in a cup game at Havelock Park. That's going to be a dead rubber because both Wesley and Royal cannot qualify to become the league champions this year because of they are lamenting at the bottom of the table. But on Saturday the 27th, prestigious game between Trinity College Kandy and St. Peter's College Bumblepitiya at the Bamba Brigade Grounds. Now, both teams are in the running to qualify for the league championship, but certainly experts feel that Trinity is the forerunner. Wait and see. Then Isipathana College will host Zaira at Havelock Park. Zaira do have a chance of qualifying as the champions of the league cup segment mathematically. And the report reads something very funny here. They say the first time ever in the rugby history that Zaira are walking into the park at Havelock's as the favorites against the Green Machine. Something to think about. Well played, Zaira. Right, plate segment. The Sri Sumangala boys will be hosting St. Joseph's College, Maradana, at the Trinity College grounds in Pallekele. That will be coming up on Saturday as well. Then Thurston will play against Ananda at Ratmalana. Ananda still hurting, I reckon, from their defeat against St. Anthony's College in their last outing. Then the third played game to be played on Saturday is the Thomians hosting St. Anthony's College, Kattukasthotta, in Mount Lavinia. And I assure you that the Thomians will come out as favourites after their excellent performance in their last outing. So, interesting games, all three in the played segment. Right, come Sunday, we do have three bowl games. DS will play against Mahanama at Havelock Park. Science College will be favourites against Prince of Wales College in their own backyard at Mount Lavinia. And last but not the least, Kingswood will host Lumbini in Bogambara. So wrapping it all up in a nutshell, we have one cup game on the 26th, which is a Saturday. Come Saturday, we have five matches, two cup games, and three plate games. And on Sunday, the 28th, we have three bowl games. Busy week ahead for rugby as well. Well, that's it from me and Lakhit Peters. We thank you very much indeed for being in our company. I know we had a quick turnaround on our podcast, but look out, because tomorrow will be a big day. Plenty of results on the cards. Thanks for being in our company. Have a blessed day. Spin you a couple of songs from our studios for your listening pleasure.